Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective, man. I'm so excited to be back as usual. And today, we are discussing some good stuff, man. You need to say yes. You need to say yes to four different things I'm going to talk about today. Okay? Saying yes to your potential. Saying yes to your contribution. Your joy. Your happiness. What are some of the limited beliefs behind that? Say yes to your potential. Yes, you are better than being in the position you are in your life right now. Saying yes to yes, you believe that you can have a greater and more profound contribution in life than what you're doing right now. Saying yes to the joy instead of living in the past and having past relationships clinging you down. Saying yes to overall happiness. This is what everyone's joy is. But the thing is, for some reason, external objects and external values, like, they are what contributes to overall happiness. You know, I love talking about, you know, so many people. Selena Gomez, you know, she always says, oh, I just want to be happy. You know, some of the K-pop singers, they always say, I just want to be happy. All these different people just say, I want to just be happy. I just want to be happy. Well, it's kind of a choice, but it needs to be embedded in you with common habits. I could tell what a person, an individual is by the habits they have in their life. Now, yes, of course, everyone wants to be overall happy. But I could tell you right now, some people are just not programmed that way because they have a set of blueprints that have harvested and created their personality traits and their characteristics. So it's going to be very difficult to unbreak from that. Do you think if you go to Korea, are you just going to see a happy person in Korea? Are you just going to see a happy person in Japan? Hell, let's make it real funny. Are you just going to see a happy motherfucker in Russia? No offense to my Russians. No, because a lot of people are programmed to have those stern faces. Maybe they're happy within. But can you make it a tribute and an ode to yourself? Let me give you four ideas, okay? And encourage you to write this stuff down, okay? Number one, say yes to recharging throughout the day. That's number one. You got to stop being guilty. Guilty of the littlest things. Guilty of taking a walk. Guilty of meditating. Guilty of doing anything during the day. You know, Gary Vee, obviously, he never looked down on, you know, meditating, but he believes he meditates while he's awake. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. But again, you're talking about a guy who's just an entrepreneur, nothing else, nothing more, nothing less, right? And so when we think about meditation and, you know, if you say, oh, I meditate, a lot of people believe that it's always the Buddhist thing where, you know, you're sitting down, you're crossing your legs and you're making humming noises. I'm like, no, that's not what meditation is. Meditation is you giving yourself clarity. I did a meditation in the shower today, which I really, really love doing because I get a lot of my ideas and I do it like Michael Bernard Beckwith. I also have some different bells and meditative mind in the background. Playing along with some rays crashing up against the beaches because I believe that that is absolute tranquility. I absolutely love that, you know? And so, but if I actually tell my mom or if I were to tell my brother, okay, people who are just simple-minded and simpletons of the world, not saying my mom is, just saying, if I were to say, oh yeah, I love meditating in the morning, he's like, meditate, what the fuck? See, those are simpletons. You don't need to explain your routine with a bunch of literal thinking motherfuckers. Come on, man. You know, don't be afraid to cancel a meeting to take a nap. Remember, that was the end of a friendship. You know, I met a guy at the airport from Belgium. Love my Belgium folks. They are so easy to get along with. And we were supposed to meet while I was out there in Dalat, Vietnam, because both of us had flown into Dalat, Vietnam. They hurry up and made our visa. It was awesome. And then he's like, hey, okay, I'm going to meet you. The next, you know, we got on a call when I had come back probably in September, October. And I remember one day I came home and it was at 1 PM. We were supposed to have a meeting and he never messaged me. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just gonna, you know, I knew if I didn't message him back, it was probably going to be a termination of the relationship. And next, you know, I just never spoke to him because he never confirmed the meeting or anything. And I'm like, okay, bye. And, you know, I ended up canceling that meeting and I didn't feel guilty. I could have handled it a much better way. I've canceled a lot of meetings with obviously what you're going to hear in about 2 weeks in regards to Luke. And the reason why I cancel meetings, one, because it's not important. Two, is because I know what energy he would always give off. And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to, I'm not trying to like shun this guy away, but Next thing you know, I got on with a call. I got on a call with him, and I said, "You know what? I'm gonna start saying yes to true relationships, not yes to past relationships." That was the most excruciating 26 to 27 minutes of my life. Getting on a call with someone who showed no interest, who had no questions. It was like me asking him 25 questions. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. Why are we on this call again? I'm like, yeah, you just made me realize that I'm never going to speak to you again. Best of luck in all your future endeavors. You're a waste of time. You know, and so I'm saying yes to deeper relationships, which is the number four, but let's continue. You know, maybe you should say yes to staying in the car before you get involved with your kids or, you know, with your wife, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your family, whatever it is. Maybe you need to wick away everything that happened throughout the day and make sure you don't go to sleep with it either. Okay, say yes to having deeper conversations with other people. You know, say yes to, you know, every 50 minutes, taking a break, stretching, jumping in play, walk around the block, do push-ups, take mental break from the screen, right? Just find a moment to recharge, people, throughout the day. Because when you can, your life will begin to change. I was just listening to, obviously, on Growth Day, you know, one of the guys that actually does some coaching on there. And he says, what you want to do is take 25 minute breaks. And a lot of people say, oh no, you're lazy, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, no, actually taking a 25 minute nap during the day will definitely, you know, the life expectancy goes up. However, don't take a 1 hour break because you're going from a light sleep to a deep sleep. And then if you wake up out of the deep sleep, you're going to be even more tired than before you actually had taken, you know, a nap. And I realized that when I go into those deep sleeps and I get woken up by, you know, the alarm, I am very, very much wide awake. I'm a little bit lucky, but other people know. So either take a 25 minute break or not 25 minute nap or a 1.5 hour nap. Don't feel guilty about that either. No, you're not old. You're not this. No, you're just being smart about it. You need a recharge. You know, I just did, what, 2 classes today. I had a class very early in the morning at 6 a.m. And so before my second class, you know, I tried to do a little snooze from 1:05 to about 1:30. And then I got into my next class, had great energy the entire time. And then now I have a class from 6 to 8 p.m., not too late. But I'm going to have to say, okay, how am I going to go about setting this up? How am I going to go about breaking these different things down? Okay, well, maybe I need to meditate. Maybe I need to close my eyes for a little bit. Maybe I need to sit in the shower again and relax and wick away everything and recharge myself. No, I don't do this every time, but because I'm home, because I'm in my place of zen, this is what I do. This is what I do. So, number two, consider, you know, saying yes to focusing. Stop having those 50 new projects, all these ideas, you know, these ways to make money, invest in. You want to try new things. You know, it's very difficult to say yes to everything, right? You know, because it creates divergence, it lacks that clarity, it lacks fulfillment, you know, and what you need to do is just say yes to more, to dig deeper into developing mastery in regards to what you do. So obviously, you know, me having a membership today, I got the idea, oh, maybe I should just put all these listening things together for like a $20 or $30 course on my website. Perfect. You know, and then I'm going to do a reading. Then I'm going to do a grammar course. You know, probably not going to do a speaking. That's what the coaching is for. But then I'm going to go on to the next one. TOEFL ITP. What else do I have to do? Okay, go on to the next one. You know, there's a lot of different things that I do over the course of time and that I continue to develop at the same time. You know, like me in general. Developing mastery of who I am and how am I able to, you know, tomorrow's going to be a huge, as a matter of fact, today is going to be huge because, you know, I'm going to go back to, what is it, my girlfriend's house and we have to, you know, get a couple of things. It's going to be like 11 a.m., 12 p.m., you know, 1 p.m. and then she's going to do her full launch for her business. So I need to be 100% invested in that. And at 6 p.m., I'm like, hey, I got to go get some things done. I'll be back, you know, so I'm going to have to prepare for that. And so, again, you know, digging deeper and developing the mastery of myself and, you know, how can I live interdependently with someone, not independent, like co-independence, because that's the worst thing that can happen. You live in two separate lives when you're just arguing and bitching at one another. See what I mean? So number three, saying yes to long-term views and decisions, you know, Like, think about it, people. Where do you want to be in 5 to 10, 15 years? If you say Arsenio, where do you want to be? Well, 5 years, I don't know if I'm going to be doing TOEFL that much anymore. I should be into full-fledged high-performance training at different companies around the globe. That's my goal, to go to these different companies and to be that high-performance trainer and to also teach English in a high-performance way. You know, this is, and you know, so, you know, what are these companies and how am I going to attract them? Well, that's why I'm building it up right now as I speak with these amazing, the Business English Podcast badge, because then after that, I'll be a certified high performance trainer. And that's when everything takes off. What do I want to be in 10 years? Hey, full on real estate, full on presentations, doing all these big things. More than likely, I won't be doing TOEFL anymore. My TOEFL and different courses will be sold, but I'm not going to be spending my time coaching anymore. So I'm going to have staff that can handle, you know, the purchases and what to do and everything with that, because I'll always be out there for sure. You know, I'll never get rid of my courses. No way. But I'll be on to bigger pastures and the greener pastures and me going and developing even more and doing, you know, well, not so much. Well, I don't know about collaborations and stuff, but you see what I mean? 15 years from now, I'll be 40 fucking eight, 48. Okay. My goal is to own quite a, you know, a couple, you know, blocks, you know, what is it, like apartment blocks out there in America, you know, doing huge presentations, getting paid upwards to 10,000, oh shit, more than 10,000 a talk. That's, and so what am I going to do every single day, week, month, year, and as the years go on into the half decade, decade, to get to when I'm at the top of that 40, when I'm almost at the end of 40, where am I going to be financially? Absolutely beyond free. And that's what I'm doing right now, setting myself up. Yeah, with the TOEFL, it's a lot of great stuff I'm doing. I'm pulling, you know, raking in a lot of money in this, but I got to start putting more out there. And so that's why the consistency is everywhere. And hey, guess what? It's not, if you don't know the answer, that's okay. Okay. But what are the projects, efforts, careers, and other things that will matter 5 years from now? High performance training, transformation coaching will be the biggest thing out there. You know, don't be opportunity hopping. Okay. That means just scratching the surface and just spending years doing something that you end up just giving up on. You know, TOEFL will always be the thing I love, but I know that, you know, getting paid, if I set my rate at 30 to, let's say, $50 an hour, no, I want to be, but like in about 5 years, I want to be at about 250 to 1000 USD an hour. And that's going to be me going to different companies and being that high performance trainer. So that's going to be the huge one, doing IGTV lives, making sure my podcast is huge and getting people from my English language podcast over there or converting it if I could and a couple of other things. So again, what you have to do is think long term. And the people who just do are just surface scratchers. They don't think long term, you know? And so that's what I had to ask myself. Am I going to be passionate about TOEFL in 5 years? Probably not. It's going to be so dried out to the point where I'm going to have so many crazy ass TOEFL episodes. And I'm just like, okay, TOEFL, that was fantastic for you to, like, you know, get me to another level. Let's just say the courses and everything just start exploding. I'm able to make a lot of money, and then I can invest in the more high performance coaching so I could go after the bigger companies. And then I could do English language or like high performance training in an English way at some of these companies. You know, so the English language, you know, me again, I don't want to be a high performance trainer in the Western world. I don't care about those folks. No, thank you. No offense. But, you know, I want to be a high performance trainer through the English language doing business in the non-English world. That's my goal. So that's why coaching is going to be huge. And so there you go. Say yes to longer term decisions, okay, and longer term views, not short term economics. All right. And then last one, saying yes to deeper relationships, going deeper in the marriages, relationships with kids, partners, friends, members of the community, network, team, whatever it may be. Stop playing that surface level game. Got to say yes to vulnerability, opening up. And that was the biggest thing that had happened yesterday. And I realized, I said, oh my God. I said, man, Luke is not vulnerable whatsoever. I'm sitting here in those 26 minutes. He didn't ask me questions. I'm like, okay, what's going on with the vaccine? Oh, I know what to do. Okay. Question number two. Question number three, question number four. I said, oh man, this is agonizingly terrible. I'm never going to speak to this guy ever again. If you're not going to be vulnerable with me after knowing you for 3 years, I'm saying yes to terminating this relationship. And I do wish you the best in everything, you know, because I just realized, oh man, this is, God, what, no wonder I used to cancel this guy all the time and not mess with him. This is never going to happen again, you know? And so you guys will be hearing that, that fool thing coming up in about a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, you know, conversations, man, they need to be task driven. Like when I get off a call with James, man, I'm on top of the world because he's a growth friend. When I get off a call with when I used to get off a call with Mira, I used to be on top of the world because she was amazing. When I used to get off the call with Deepta, oh my God, that used to be amazing. Listening to her voice messages, her level of consciousness, phenomenal. Those conversations were task and are task driven. But with other people, other past people, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, like obviously Mira and Deepta, they're all past people, you know. Luke is officially a past person. That's someone that, you know, we had that motivational mentors, and that's the end of it. It's never going to never happen again and never will, you know. So, again, view everyone in my life and viewing everyone in my life out of the 7 billion plus people on this planet, how were they able to intersect? And I was able to attract these particular people in the path and meet them. I think that goes to show you the uniquity of the current relationships that we have and how deserving they are of us either filtering them out, such as what I've been doing over the past, woo, boy, I've been doing this for the last 15 years, okay, filtering people out. And I know that some people just come into my life, they go, and then that's the end of it. And you know, with Danya was another one where, you know, we got on a call, spoke for an hour and a half. We were supposed to get on another call. She never messaged me back. And I'm like, hey, are you going to send me messages? And it's been more than 5 months. And I'm like, okay, cool. I know exactly what category you're in. You're now maintenance. I'll message you probably every 1-2 years. And hey, if you feel like the need that you don't want to be my friend anymore on Facebook, hey, best of luck to you. This happens all the time, you know, but our paths intersected for a reason. So I want you guys to always think about that, and you think about the unique, you know, the uniquity of the, you know, the relationships that we have in our life, and which ones need nurturing, which ones need more development, which ones deserve more from you, and you need to say yes to that. So in saying that, people, thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Stay tuned for more. Over and out.